I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For 2 days this week, every dish served at a new pop-up restaurant in Toronto was prepared by cooks who are HIV positive. The idea was born by Joanne Simons, CEO of Casey House, Canada's only hospital dedicated to people living with HIV/AIDS. Also with us is Muluba Habanyama, one of the chefs. So welcome to you both. Good to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So, Joanne, this is a unique idea. Why did you conceive this?
So Casey House has been a global leader in HIV/AIDS care since we opened our doors in 1988. And we led a survey called Smash Stigma to understand Canadians' perceptions around HIV. And the results were really staggering. And really, the restaurant was born out of the stat that 50% of Canadians would not knowingly share or eat a meal prepared by somebody with HIV. So it was a great way for us to start a conversation across a dinner table where you share love and compassion while eating a meal and have a discussion of HIV today.
Muluba, you are HIV positive. If the idea was to make people more comfortable with being around people who are HIV positive, give us your take on that. Like, how below average are you finding the education around HIV/AIDS still?
It's surprising to me because I was born with HIV, so it's something that I've known about for life. So it's really surprising when I talk to other 24-year-olds that maybe aren't as educated, maybe because we didn't live through this epidemic. Just to speak on it, I think some people still think that you can get HIV from saliva, can still get it from sweat, can still cut your hand and there's a problem. Some reactions we got from this were people asking, what if you cut your hand in the restaurant? And something the chefs can tell you is that when you cut your hand in a restaurant, you treat it just as any other regular chef would. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And hopefully we get this awareness out there and people realize this.
So, Muluba, you are one of the 14 chefs. How did that feel for you?
It felt amazing. I mean, one thing when I do opportunities like this, I don't like to be tokenized, you know, just be this HIV positive person. But in this situation, I don't cook. I don't really have the passion to cook. I don't really want to learn to cook. So I wouldn't mind if they asked me to just do a photo op. But they threw us in there from the beginning to the finish. We got to decide what we wanted on the menu. We got to cook what we wanted, shift. It was really exhilarating. I was nervous. But when we finally got in there, it was like a high just getting all the dishes out there. And it was such a fun experience and bonding with all the other chefs. It's amazing, because you have this bond with people forever, and we can't wait till the next year.
What was on the menu? How'd you come up with the menu items?
So we actually just all sat down and discussed, you know, what kind of flavors we like. And so the menu, it's going to be a long one, you're going to be amazed, was a Thai potato leek soup. And then we had a roasted heirloom salad. Then we had surf and turf, which was like a pasta, parpadelli, grilled steak, Arctic char. Then we had a gingerbread tiramisu, which was my specialty. And we made everything from scratch. We made, you know, whipped cream, which I was like, you know, they have these in the stores. But it was so exciting at the end of the day. Now I'm planning to get a red KitchenAid. Everything. I'm just going to make my kitchen beautiful. And hopefully that'll force me to learn how to cook.
I got to say, when I saw some of the pictures from the pop-up, there were these aprons you were wearing that had some great lines on them, like break bread, smash stigma, and my personal favorite, I got HIV from pasta, said no one ever. Muluba, what was on your apron?
I had different aprons. I changed probably every hour because I like to change my outfit up, you know. So I had Kiss the HIV Cook. We had I got HIV from pasta. We had Do You Think HIV Can Get From Food? Bite Me. There were such different ones, and it was so fun to think of those slogans. And there was actually a great line in our bathrooms that said, remember when people thought you could get HIV from sitting on a toilet seat? LOL. And that's my favorite thing.
How did you contract the virus?
My mom and dad moved from Zambia, Africa to England, and that's when my dad, you know, started cheating, was very abusive. So my mom left him and brought me and my older sister to Canada in Ottawa, and that's when I was 2 years old. I started to get very sick. So they started testing me for everything, and then at a last resort, tested me, my older sister, and my mom for HIV. So since I was young, especially my parents being African, it was something that had to be silenced. My mom said, you know, some families have secrets, and we keep this a secret. So learning from them young, I just really got educated. But there's still that moment when you're starting a friendship with somebody and you mention it and you can see them change. So it was a very confusing time. I got scared to go to sleepovers and go away for 5 minutes to take my medication. I would always say, I'm 13 years old, I haven't kissed a boy, but I have an STI. You know, how does that work? So it was very isolating because I didn't feel like I could disclose to one person, because when you're that young, you don't know if that person's going to be in your life forever. And I couldn't bring myself if that secret ever got out, because not only would it get out and affect me at a young age and would get bullied, and I got bullied enough as it is, but it would also be something that people would know about my parents and couldn't really put them through.
But now you're very out that you're HIV positive. How does that honesty feel?
It feels freeing. It feels beautiful. It feels open. For me, it's just the best thing because that's what keeps me healthy and honest. I've always said, is HIV the only thing about me? No, but it does play a big part because no, I don't like that if I go on a date that it's something that can change somebody's attitude. But I'm very grateful for what it's given me as a person because I never judge anybody. I'm friends with people of all walks in life. This isn't a death sentence for you, and it's not something that has to be the end all and be all. And I think one thing for me is that I always thought that when I disclosed to somebody, then they had to decide if they liked me. And one thing that I've learned is it's a two-way judgment here. I have to decide if I like them. As one joke I tell my friends is sometimes I went on a blind date with a guy and decided I didn't like him, and I told him I was HIV positive to get him to go away. So I tried to use it as something bad, and he didn't mind. And I was like, oh, well, that just shows that people are amazing. And not to judge people and think that everybody's going to stigmatize you, because the greatest thing I've learned is, yes, there are people in the world that are ignorant, but there are so much more people in the world that are supportive and willing to learn. And that's been amazing to hear.
Joanne, I hear it was a sold-out affair. Were you feeding the choir, though? Like, who were the customers, friends and family, or people that you actually kind of managed to educate?
So it was actually a really amazing mix of people as I circulated around the tables. We absolutely did have staunch community advocates within the participants. We had some of our donors, but we also had a number of people who had seen the posts through Facebook, through Twitter. They'd heard Maluba and I previously on radio. So there were a fair mix of people who came who didn't really have a sense of Casey House and of the issue. They were aware and wanted to come out and show their support. So it was a really dynamic mix of people.
So if you're trying to raise awareness, why just 2 days for the pop-up?
It took an enormous amount of power and teamwork to bring it all together. And certainly it was our first entry into the restaurant market. So we are certainly hoping that we're going to be able to expand this initiative, not just throughout Canada, but with some global and international reach. Mm-hmm. So we are quickly now regrouping to try and plan for the next phase.
Maluba and Joanne, thanks very much for your time. Great to speak with you.
Thanks for your interest.
Great. Thank you so much.
And that's our show for this Friday. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have a good Veterans Day weekend, and we'll be back on the radio with you Monday.